It's a Tour Sioux Falls Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is bike trail day, but and you can ride all the way around the bike trail. There'll be 5, I believe, rest stations sponsored by various people. But, you know, so it's for everybody. It's for families, you know, people who haven't ridden a bike in 20 years. If you want to walk, rollerblade, whatever you want to do, just get out. And it's the first day goes on the bike trail, and it's got all these rest stops, so you got no excuse, because there'll be every 4 or 5 miles, there'll be someplace to stop and rest and get something to drink or whatever. And then there's a big party downtown on the Greenway in the afternoon where, you know, Phil Baker will be down there for the kiddos and all that kind of stuff. And then it'll sort of gradually morph into more of an adult-oriented kind of gathering. But, you know, still pretty. These are people on bikes we're talking about here, you know? I mean, it won't be anything too crazy.
I was just going to say that it means it's going to be wild.
No, it means everybody in bed by 9 o'clock. So that's the first day, Saturday. There'll be a lot of prizes we're giving away. If you register, you're eligible for the prizes. You get a passport. You get a passport stamped as you go around the bike trail. And the more you get it stamped, the more chances you have to win. But at the top of that list, there's a whole gob of prizes. At the top of the list, 2-year lease on a car.
Wow.
There you go. And people are always struck by, it's a bike thing. You're giving away a car. Yeah, don't dwell on that. There's plenty of bike-related stuff, too. Do not dwell on that. Sunday's the first-time event ever. The whole thing is first-time event. But on Sunday's the Cyclovia, or Ciclovia, as we like to say in I don't know where you say it that way. It started in Brazil, so it's like Portuguese or something. Or is that Spain? Spanish. But it's closing down streets, and we're going to close down downtown Sunday morning from 8 to 1. Most of, like, Phillips Avenue from the falls up to right outside your corner here, so you got no excuse. I know you... I saw the bike in here somewhere when I was coming in.
Yeah, because anyway, I'm such a model of good health. Yeah,
well, no... By the way, Greg, you look fabulous.
Yeah, right.
The Cyclovia, I'm going to say Cyclovia because that's the way I say it, and I know I'm mispronouncing it, but it basically means closed streets. It's, or as we like to call it, Tour Sioux Falls Day 2. And that's from 8 to 1, and there'll be a ice cream social sponsored by Ace Nyberg downtown, or down at the Falls Park at the Farmer's Market Pavilion there. That's part of it. It's just, there's lunch on Saturday with the registration. There's all kinds of stuff you get. It was $25 before Wednesday. It's $30 to register now. You can go down to the Sports Authority. You can register day of the event at the Sports Authority or at Sanford Sports Complex. So, I mean, Sioux Falls, toursiouxfalls.com, you can get everything you want to know. But the point is, none of that matters. All that matters is get out. Come on down. You don't have to have a bike.
Been encouraging people no matter what. Even if you don't bike, come on down anyway.
Just it's a sort of a summer celebration. It's part about being active in our city. This is an amazing place to live. It is an amazing place to live, Greg Belfridge. I don't care what you say.
Hey, I'm a big advocate of this city.
I know.
I love this city.
Our bike trail system, we call it the bike trail because that's what we've always called it, but it's a multi-use path, and when you go out there, you see people doing everything. You know, the latest thing are these kids with the big monster skateboards, and then they got like an oar. You know what I mean? It's like an oar.
I haven't seen this.
It's amazing. It's an oar with a rubber ball on the bottom or whatever. And they're like just kind of pushing themselves along with this big oar on these monster skateboards. It's so cool. I want one really badly.
Patrick Lally is here. He's the managing editor of the Argus Leader. One of the other reasons I wanted to invite you in here was not only to talk about the event, but to talk about the column you wrote just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
You know, and we've talked about it here before, and that's how cars and bicycles coexist on our streets, and it's not very good.
Share the road, people. Share the road. That's what it's all about. You know, we have some great bike laws in this town now, and there's a couple people in City Hall. I want to say something about, I hack on the city a lot over the years, but some of the transportation planners and some of these guys who work for the city, they're amazing. They're visionary people, and they come to this because they have a great passion for trying to find ways for us all to live together more efficiently. And it's amazing work and it's fun. But they started looking at how do we better incorporate bicycles as transportation and recreation into our community. And what they found was this kind of hodgepodge of laws. Like, they're very ambiguous and it was hard to tell people what the law was when they were reading it. Very difficult to interpret. So they said, you know, we need to fix the laws. So they embarked, Sam Trebilcock among them, embarked on a mission to do research to find out what the best bike laws in this country were. And what they came up with was a very, really solid set of laws governing how bikes and cars should work together in our city. They're very common sense. They work really well. It's good for everybody because we do need to share the road. Bikes work best when they act as vehicles. And there's just a couple of really good transportation advocates in this town, Michael Christensen being one of them, who will tell you over and over again, all the research points to the fact that if you share the road and if bikes act as vehicles, everybody benefits. That's the safest way. The sidewalk is not the place for a bicycle. It's actually more dangerous to ride on the sidewalk in many cases than ride on the street.
Well, as you found out, there's a lot of animosity that people have when they're behind the wheel for people who are on bicycles.
Oh, yeah, there
well,
is.
Well, tell us about some of your experiences.
You know, I'm a bike commuter, and, you know, I didn't bike commute today, sad to say, because I had to be here so early. But that's not the reason. That is not the reason. I have had people, you know, yell and scream at me. That's normal. I've had people spit at me. I've had people,
simply because you're on the road.
Just because I'm out there and I,
or do they know who you are, baby?
I can never tell, but they usually don't use my name. I've had people stop in the middle of the road right in front of me and get out of the car and yell at me for no reason. If I do something stupid, that's fine. That's on me. That's my bad.
Right.
Whether I'm driving or, you know, driving anything, let alone a bike. But people just stop in the middle of Kiwanis Avenue. I had one gentleman. I to this day don't know why he was mad at me. He just started screaming at me. There are a lot of people tell you to get off the road. A lot of people who really pass very closely. Let's just say that. For no good reason.
The law now, 3 feet.
3 feet. You have to give me 3 feet. And the fact of the matter is I will report you. I will take a picture of your license plate. It's, you know, if you're a cyclist out there and somebody does something you think is wrong, get their license plate. But you also have to get a description of the person who's driving because they can't be sure who is driving that car. But, you know, it's, and I don't really understand it because even if I'm doing something wrong, again, and I cause you some sort of delay, it's maybe a 5 second delay. And, you know, maybe you had to strain your bicep to pull the steering wheel all the way over like that. I can understand. Maybe you got a calf cramp from pushing on the brake just a little bit. Things are tough all over, and I understand that. I'm trying to be empathetic here.
Why? I mean, do you have any guesses why there's so much animosity toward bicycles in our community?
I haven't
Because there's an increasing number of people who are out on the roads and cycling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and there's going to be more and more and more, especially with $5 gallon gas, and it will be $5. We can talk about my Patriot tax here in a minute. I don't know exactly why. I've had a conversation with people that sometimes people think that think these are people of privilege. Like I am doing something. I think that I have, I'm some rich guy who thinks he has a privilege to do this.
Thinks he's entitled to the roads,
yes,
this guy.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I think that that's a lot of it, but you know, I think people just get in such a hurry that anything that deviates from it gets in their way at all is a problem. That's why people hate traffic so much. And really, our traffic is not bad. And in a lot of places, it's not bad. But as soon as anything gets in the way, anything that causes you to deviate from your schedule at all, that angers you. And, you know, I do think that being in a car, being in traffic raises your blood pressure. It does for me. I have the same problem.
Yeah, because a 15-minute commute in this town is just unacceptable.
It's killing me.
It actually takes me 15 minutes to get to where, 20 minutes to get to where I'm going.
It's killing me. I think that's it. I think that we get in our cars and we don't even think that we're moving. You know, I think the psychology of driving a car has changed so much. I drive. It's not like I don't. I have.
Right.
I've got, and I, the whole thing about, one of the things you hear a lot is, well, you don't pay taxes. Well, okay. Let's just wait a minute here. Most of the people who say that to me, I'm pretty sure I pay more taxes than they do. That's, you know, that's not a comparison, but I pay my share of taxes. Now, a fuel tax is a voluntary tax.
Correct.
It's a user fee.
Right. You could choose not to buy gasoline.
Right. Don't buy gas if
you
don't want to pay the tax.
You can walk, bike, or
exactly.
To get to where you're going.
Yep.
And take public transportation.
Take the bus. We have people complain about that we don't have public transportation. But we have a pretty good bus system. That may not come exactly where you want it, when you want it, all the time. But it's pretty good. And it's better than a lot of communities. And it can be better, and they're working on that. But buses are good. Carpooling is fine. You know, I just think that we have become so locked into the notion that one person, one car, and that is our God-given right, that we've lost perspective on what it is that it really is a privilege to have this convenience. And life is pretty, pretty easy for us across the board. Life in Sioux Falls, South Dakota is really, really good.
It is. It's a great place to live.
And we need to slow down a little bit, look around. It's a beautiful day out there, people. Roll down the windows, listen to the birds. Everything's going to be okay. Just deep breaths.